Well, if you've ever been told you can't do something, it's usually a great motivator to prove a point. And that's exactly how these female dairy farmers feel about managing farms in their own right. They're in charge of herds between 700 and 1,500 cows from the Midlands at Epping Forest, Cressy and Waterhouse in the northeast. Larissa Smith sat down with the trio to find out what it's been like managing the farms.
I'm Melissa Higgins. Been in Tasmania now for 3 years. Grew up in New Zealand. And farmed in New Zealand. I grew up on a farm, went into horses when I left school. Yeah, then ended up becoming my neighbour's relief milker and then went from there, share milking by the time I was 18 and ran my own farm of 200 cows for a couple of seasons and then met my husband and away we went share milking together and then decided to move to Tasmania.
Do you think in New Zealand it's more common to see female managers of dairy farms?
Not when I started out. I was the only one I knew of. It was more the husband and wife teams and the wife going out and doing the calves and doing the accounts and probably didn't get acknowledged of being part of the team, really. Yeah, when I started dairy farming, there was a lot of It was quite horrible, really, like how the males treated me. Now, yeah, there's heaps of managers, women managers, and it's really good.
Jade Devlin, you're the first in your family to get into the dairy industry. Why did you choose this part?
I got into a job out at Ridgely, working for some lovely managers out there, Matt and Lyndall Luck. My first milking on my own, I took about 6 hours. My second milking I did about 4 hours and then after that it was pretty smooth sailing. And yeah, been milking on farms around Deloraine area, moved to New South Wales, worked at Aberdeen, and that's when I got my first major position in the dairy, running the shed for the owner, Scott Wheatley. Yeah, applied for a job down here, met the lovely Kelly. And yeah, she put in a good word and here I am, running Newham Park for Robert Rigney. So it's been great. It's a good experience. It's a great job to get into. It's a lifestyle. It's a fun lifestyle.
How many cows are you managing?
Nearly 800, but yeah, about 742 cows we've got at the moment. So it's not a bad herd.
And you've got some staff underneath you too?
Yeah, I do. I've got two milkers. And it's a one-person dairy, so they turn up, I get the cows in for them, and they milk, and then they leave, and that's it.
My name's Kelly Gardner, and this is my farm. I'm the Macquarie Dairy. I work for Robert Rigney. I love my cows and my people, and I love the farm.
So how did you get into a managerial position?
Just worked hard. I haven't been in dairy that long. I did a couple of seasons with some other people and Robert really took me here.
Yeah. Was it something that you wanted to aspire to?
Yeah, for sure.
How many numbers do you manage?
Cows, yeah. 660 here at the moment. Yeah, we're going to grow to 1,000 next year. This farm was fairly run down when I took it over. It's improved a lot. The pasture and the cows and cell count. everything.
Yeah, so I've taken over a new conversion this year, so everything's brand new, including the cows and everything, and that's got its own problems. But I'm used to going to farms where they need to be turned around, and that's my passion as well. Like, I love seeing what I can do. I take ownership of the farm, so the farm's no longer my owner's, it's mine. And that's how I run my operations. So my people become my family, my cows are my own, and yeah, they're my babies, and yeah, try and get the most milk. Like, the thing with farming, it is hard work. You do long hours. It's not a 9 to 5 and you can switch off, especially for us managers. We've got to make sure the water's going, cows have got water, everything's the cows got enough feed for the night, all sorts. So sometimes we could be out to 11 o'clock at night, but it's our passion, it's what we live for. This is, like somebody said to me the other day, it's only a job. No, it's not, it's my life. That's why I think we do so well, is because it becomes our lives.
Deb Maurice, you're Fonterra's area manager and also specialise in HR as well. What have you noticed in your time in the industry in Tasmania when it comes to the role that women play on farms, but also in a managerial sense?
I think that was the point. I drove out of these farms and thought to myself, here's a light bulb moment just gone off. We have lots of farms where we have women on them, but something you probably wouldn't have seen even just 5 years ago. And I take my hat off to them because we know how hard it is. And they're young. And that's the passion the difference that I see. I mean, I've been in the industry all my life, and this is certainly a role change that's happening.
What do you think's driving that change?
The role of women is changing, I suppose. I mean, you know, look at myself. I mean, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have seen a woman in a role like this. So it's all changing. So which is all for the better. There's women in quite powerful positions now. So for the better. I can go back when I was younger. I mean, I started too with share farming, like Mel, a carbon copy of what Mel's done. Yeah, they always walk past me to my husband, and that really irked me off. And I think that's probably what drove me to help young people. And it didn't matter whether it's a man or a woman, I'll help them. But it's I'm passionate about seeing women progress in this industry, because we are short of employees, very. And it doesn't matter what it is. If they do a good job, doesn't matter what sex they are.
What about striking the right work-life balance?
Work-life, family life, it's good when you get the days off to be able to spend time with your family, with your kids, and being able to wake up and get those early morning cuddles and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's leaving very early in the morning or staying on property for, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, just so you know that you can get those extra hours sleep and you're not running yourself to the ground kind of thing, because you've still got to take care of yourself no matter what. If you don't, then everything falls apart.
How common is burnout in the dairy industry for women in particular? Deb, what have you noticed?
I think they manage it a lot better than men do. And men won't tell them. They're the silent ones that won't tell you about it. So, you know, women do recognise it probably earlier than they are. And I think I haven't seen a lot of burnout with women, but it's certainly the men. A lot more.
To be honest, I've burnt out probably a couple of times in my career. And now I know sort of the triggers, because I'm a person that can't keep away from the farm. It's our industry. It's like I said before, it's not a 9-to-5 job, but you, like Jade said, you've got to take time off to be able to enjoy the outside.
Women coming up through the ranks who potentially might like to aspire to a management position, what's your advice?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Keep trying, keep pushing, show the drive that you want to get to that position, and don't stop.
And if somebody says to you, no, you can't do that, turn around and say to them, watch me. That's the big one for me.
That's Mel Higgins from Waterhouse Dairies. We also heard from Jade Devlin from Newham Park and Kelly Gardner of Macquarie Settlement talking there to their Fonterra era manager, Deb Maurice. And that report prepared by Larissa Smith.